Ricky Pearsall gained 528 receiving yards last season and never once scored. Only one player in football had more scoreless yards. The market's response, receiver 48 at pick 109, and a locker room that just added Mike Evans and Christian Kirk to the room he was supposed to inherit. This season, 9 games, a hamstring cost him the middle of the year, and a suspected minor PCL sprain, per CBS Sports, shaded the end of it with 36 catches on 53 targets for those 528 yards and 0 touchdowns. 7.8 half PPR points a game, 46 among receivers who played half the season. In his 9 games, he drew 18.4% of San Francisco's targets, a real starter share on a 12-5 wildcard team. And he earned it efficiently, 10 yards per target, which is exactly what makes the zero in the touchdown column so strange. 2 years in, the per-game line is quietly fine. 7-1 as a rookie, 7-8 in year 2, both in seasons the injury report kept interrupting. The rookie year was 11 games, year 2 was 9. The market has never seen 12 months of him. Durability, not talent, is the missing line on the resume. The pattern read, touchdowns are the least repeatable stat we track. Year over year, they replicate at 0.52 across 954 receiver seasons, far below targets at 0.79. That cuts both ways, and we'll say both. A zero touchdown season on 528 yards is the kind of outlier that usually corrects, and nothing in the data promises the correction. We price what repeats, and what repeats is his target share, if the room lets it. Target volume is the sticky stat, 0.79 year over year. And 18% of a Shanahan passing game is a real baseline to regress from.
Muffed
about that room. San Francisco lost Jawan Jennings to Minnesota in early May per NFL.com, and Brandon Ayuk, who hasn't played since October 2024, sits on the reserve list with a release widely expected per ESPN and Pro Football Rumors. The replacements are not modest. Mike Evans signed from Tampa in March, per ESPN. Christian Kirk arrived in free agency, and the front office spent the first pick of round 2 on receiver Dazon Stribling in April, per team draft coverage. Kittle's Achilles rehab could tilt early season targets toward the receivers, or Purdy, healthy again per NBC Sports Bay Area, simply spreads it thinner. Shanahan and Kubiak return. The June beat coverage adds one more name to watch. Jacob Cowing drew off-season program buzz per ESPN's Nick Wagoner.
The price, WR48 at pick 109 for the per-game WR46. The market has him exactly where the scoreboard put him. WR48 assumes a flex week rotation piece, roughly what an 18% share delivers when the touchdown luck is average instead of absent. Our verdict, no call. The price and the production match, and the two big unknowns, touchdown correction up, target squeeze down, pull in opposite directions with no pattern to break the tie. The caveat out loud, if Evans and Kirk take the volume, there's nothing left to regress. If the share holds, the touchdowns almost have to show up.
Watch his first team snaps in the preseason outside or slot, with Evans on the field and his red zone targets in September. Red zone volume is the leading indicator of a touchdown correction. The yardage already proved he gets open. He's one of your guys. Every player on your roster gets this treatment. Every week, all season,